Breaking news. I'm here in the desert with Noah, who's over 500 years old. He has seen a lot of things in his lifetime. Noah, please tell us about the most unusual thing you've ever seen.
Well, one day I was working and I heard this voice, Noah! I looked around, but I didn't see anyone. Then I heard the voice again, Noah, this is the Lord God. And I said, right. Noah, I want you to build an ark. And I said, right. What's an ark? Go out and get some wood and build the ark, 300 cubits long, by 50 cubits wide, by 30 cubits high. And I said, right, what's a cubit? It's the distance between the tip of your finger and your elbow. Then go out and collect the animals two by two and put them in the ark. Right, who is this really? Why do you want me to do all these things?
Then what happened?
I obeyed God.
What did your neighbors think?
They thought I was crazy. None of them worshipped God like me. They laughed when I told them God had talked to me. They thought I was crazy to build an ark in the desert. They doubted there would be a flood there. They mocked me when I started putting animals into the ark, but I just obeyed God. Then my family and I went into the ark and closed the door.
What happened next?
It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It was noisy. Thunder. Lightning. The waves were splashing against the ark. The animals were seasick. We had no sail, no rudder, no motor, no GPS. We couldn't steer it. We had to totally rely on God to guide the ark.
What was it like on the ark?
Well, it wasn't a vacation cruise on the Yangtze River, that's for sure. We had a lot of work to do every day, feeding all the animals and shoveling all that poop.
How long did you and your family stay on the ark?
After the rain stopped, we waited many months. Then God said it was time to go out of the ark. We opened the door and let all the animals out. The first thing we did when we came out and stood on dry land was to make an altar. We offered a sacrifice to thank God for choosing us and saving us. God was pleased. Then God did something really amazing. He made a special promise to me and everyone who came after me. God called the promise a covenant. He put a rainbow in the sky as a promise that he would never again send a flood to destroy the earth. He told me every time we see a rainbow, it would be a sign of the covenant he had made with us.
Well, I'm off to tour the ark with Noah. Now, back to the studio.
God did not make the promise because Noah was a good person. Noah was a sinner like all of us. God made the promise because he loves us and gives us things we do not deserve. That is called grace. Every time you see a rainbow, remember God's promise to Noah and the amazing love he gives us by his grace. Did you know when God saved Noah in the ark, it was a part of his plan to save us too? It's true. Noah's great-great-great-great-grandchild was born in Bethlehem. The baby was Jesus, our Savior. There was only one way to be saved from the waters of the flood. You had to go through the door of the ark. And there is only one way to be saved from our sin. Jesus said, I am the way. The next time you see a rainbow, don't just remember the way God saved Noah. Remember Jesus and the way his death brought salvation to us.